Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. And today is question 5. How do I make friends? Is my new school, or the big pond, as we call it, going to be a calm pond? A perfect place for me to sunbathe on my inflatable pelican, or will it feel rough at times? However old we are, we all need friends, and making friends is one way to ride the waves of this big pond. So let's jump straight in and listen to Emma from Year 7.
If you're worried about making friends, remember that everyone will be in the same boat. They might not look it, but even the most confident people will be feeling just like you on your first day. You'll get into class and someone is bound to say, "Which primary school did you go to?" And after that, you will slowly become friends.
Now that doesn't sound bad to me. In fact, Emma has just told me what I can say to start a conversation. Perhaps I'll play a secret game in my own head and see if I can ask Emma's question before somebody else does it to me. Some of us might feel shy, or we're just quieter characters, and that's fine. It might be good to be ready though, if anyone else asks a similar question, so that we don't just blank them. You could even practice this type of conversation in front of the mirror at home. Now, if previous friends have come to the same school, it can feel a bit awkward choosing which friendship groups to go with, but you can do both. Staying with old friends from primary school and making new ones is allowed. You can even introduce your old friends to some of the new ones. Just be yourself, without pretending to be someone you're not. Your old friends will know the real you anyway. Now, social media can make new friendships a little tricky, but don't feel that you have to accept every friend request that comes your way, because this can soon feel too much and take your time away from really talking or noticing body language about how someone else is feeling. So just try and take your time. Elliot says this.
I remember feeling very nervous about moving to secondary school, but also really excited. I was worried about not fitting in with all the new students and not being with all my old friends that I have been with since reception. Although most of my friends were going to the same school, I knew I wouldn't be in all my lessons with them. I also wasn't sure what the teachers would be like and how it would feel to have several teachers instead of just one. And I also worried that I would get lost as the school is so big.
Wow, Elliot. I can see why you felt nervous. Secondary school has so many new things coming at you. Fitting in, moving between lessons, having several teachers, getting lost. But today's episode actually helps us with all of that. If we can make friends, we then have people to talk to who are in the same boat as us, and we don't feel so alone. Getting lost might feel bad, but it's a whole lot better if you're with friends. And I've learnt that friendships often happen gradually. They start slowly, observing and listening to other people's interests. If you're into your sport and energised by people, you may not feel drawn to the non-stop readers who want to convince you that chess club is the ultimate way to spend a lunchtime. But prepare to be surprised, because if we're encouraging everyone to be themselves, then a board gaming rock star poet could well be your next new friend. So don't judge too quickly. Stay humble and just aim for an A star in being you. Now, before we wrap up session 5 today, here's your takeaway. I'd like you to list 3 main interests or hobbies that you would be happy to talk about with somebody new. If you're worried about forgetting them, note them on a post-it and just stick it in your uniform pocket. And this will help you, even if you need a quick sneaky peek before a conversation, if nerves get the better of you. And finally, what does the Bible say about friendship? Be happy with those who are happy. Be sad with those who are sad. Live together in peace with each other. Do not be proud, but make friends with those who seem unimportant. And do not think how smart you are. And that is what God wants you to know today. Look out for other people's feelings, reach out to them, stay humble, and always be yourself. And until next time, remember that you will make friends in the big pond, especially if you're a small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share this podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.